Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, Mr. Kevin Hancock of the Law Office of Kevin Hancock, a Dave Ramsey trusted and endorsed estate planning attorney, the only one in our region who has earned that distinction. Kevin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Ted. How are you today?
Doing wonderfully well. It's end of year, and I think a perfectly appropriate time to talk about planning as that affects the end of the year, certainly the beginning of the new year, how you go into the new year, and also the end of our lives. That's another fact of life that sometimes is really hard to face. And this year, not this year, but this season of the year makes the loss of a loved one particularly difficult. And if you have not planned well, or if you not have not planned at all, that can really change your world. And again, because we're in the holiday season, it just makes it 10 times worse. So, Kevin, let's lead off by talking about you a little bit. Just kind of a refresher. It's been a little while since we've spoken.
It has been a little while. Yeah. So I'm an estate planning attorney here in Colorado Springs. I have been around and had my business here as the law office of Kevin Hancock for the last about 6 years. Prior to that, I was in a partnership and worked with a lady who taught me how to do some estate planning. Been around Colorado Springs for most of my life, actually since 1987. We landed here with the Air Force. When you talked about this time of year, it's a very interesting time of year for planning because naturally, it's the end of a year, and people reflect on the year and what has happened over the last year, but also tend to look forward to what is to come in the new year and the changes in the new year. As part of that, we like to emphasize that it's a really good time to think about doing your estate planning, doing your wills or trusts if that's what's necessary or what's needed, and certainly doing powers of attorney, financial and medical powers of attorney, as part of that estate plan. It's definitely a good time to look at that and put that on your New Year's resolution if you haven't or don't already have it on from last year. So we're here to help with that process. That's what we do here and what we try to do. My on the back of my card I have a statement that says changing your advanced worrying into advanced thinking and planning, and that's what we're about.
And you are taking the stress out of all of that planning as well. You're very consultative, have a teacher's heart. So when you are sitting face-to-face with somebody that you're meeting for the first time, that process is a lot of questions, it's a lot of getting acquainted, getting to know each other.
Absolutely.
And making sure that you can provide the optimal level of service for that person that they need.
That is correct. We do an intake form as part of our process to get some information about what assets a person has, what their family structure looks like, what their ownership of different things looks like, but it's really a get to know you session, and we really try to emphasize educating my clients on what the process overall looks like. There's a lot of myths out there. And we try to demysticize the process as much as we can.
It takes a lot of trust to engage with an estate planning attorney. And Kevin, one prime indicator of the trust that people instill in you is the idea that you're Dave Ramsey, trusted and endorsed. The other indicator, it's a huge one, is looking at your Google reviews. You have many, many of them, and 100% five-star.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate working with some great people, and we just try to provide the highest level of service to our clients. And often that is not providing, not doing certain things and doing other things. I mean, for example, not everybody in the world needs a trust. I get comments all the time where I say, "Well, you're not pushing a trust, or you're not pushing this." Well, I'm not here to push anything. I'm here to advise and counsel and provide education on what is the right setup for a person. Sometimes and oftentimes that is a trust, but oftentimes it's not. All the time it's powers of attorney and medical, financial powers of attorney and living will directive. So we just try to serve our clients. And I've been very fortunate. I really appreciate all of the comments and of my clients and their reviews in it. That has been tremendous and very helpful for us as well as a business to grow.
End of year, a great time to review a plan that you may have in place, whether Kevin did that for you or not. Or if Kevin did do that for you, another probably a good opportunity to just kind of sit and review, because things change in your world, if not day to day, week to week, and month to month, but they do change.
Absolutely. I always tell clients they should review documents every 3 to 5 years to make sure that everything is up to date. But really, the philosophy that we have as estate planners is we can only plan for what's best for right now. We can't plan for what's best every year and every season of your life going forward. Some of those people come and go, and relationships change, and people pass, and so forth. So there are also other times when it's important to review and update those documents. And this time being the end of the year, again, it's a great time to reflect and to look forward and say, is this really what's best for right now? And if not, let's talk about it. Give us an opportunity. We'd love an opportunity to sit down and talk with people about those things.
Updating and keeping things current with the situation is
correct.
Vital to make sure that when the day comes, and the day does come, you are
absolutely
fully prepared for it. So that's, I think, a great transition to talk about New Year's resolutions. Everybody makes them. This is an area where maybe doesn't necessarily require a New Year's resolution, but, you know, it's a good way to think of it. If you don't have a plan in place, you should put one in place. You should take a look at your family and your circumstances and think in terms of, you know, as my spouse working in a high-risk situation, do I have the documents in place to deal with mom or dad if they become incapacitated or one of them dies suddenly? You don't, as you've got that thought process started, you need to be able to rest. You need to be able to think clearly, and you need the help of a good estate planning attorney to do those things.
Absolutely. I mean, we get a lot of people who come in and want to do wanted to do their estate plan online or through a cheaper service through getting counsel. And honestly, the best thing that we provide, we're not just document drafters. We don't just write documents and we're not scriveners. We are counselors. We advise and we provide information and we provide advice. And that is the best thing that we can do. And we do it well. At least we think we do.
Well, I think, once again, referring back to the feedback you've gotten from your existing clients and the fact that you're big on having relationships for life is something else, again, that speaks to the fact that you just don't draft documents. You don't
Absolutely.
Want people to cheap out on this process, because it will cost you thousands and thousands of more dollars later, lots of brain damage later. This is not a place where you can afford to scrimp. And, of course, there are ways for you to manage estate plans for people in all budget situations. One thing that's striking about this time of year and really difficult to even think of or talk about is our elderly family members. And, Kevin, with about a minute and a half left, we've got the idea that, you know, in my own family, my late in-laws, my own dad, they kind of hung on to get through the holidays, knowing that they were at the end, and they waited, and they waited for us. They did that for us, and then afterwards they let go. And you still have to plan and be prepared for that, but if you've ever wondered, why do I have a relative that's lingering the way that they are in such difficult situation, that's one of the reasons why, isn't it?
It is. It is absolutely, and I wholeheartedly agree with you. It's a phenomenon, I think, of this time and this time of year that my wife experienced that as an oncology nurse as well. That she had her patients who would be very sick and be ready to go in all other respects, but for whatever reason they needed to hang on, they wanted to hang on through the holidays.
The way to get a hold of you is area code 719-575-9690, and you will sit and do a consultation. You can also look up Kevin online at cotrustattorney.com. That's cotrustattorney.com. And there is never a bad time to get an appointment with Kevin and have those aspects of your life looked at and help get things in order. Kevin, we thank you for all you do to bring peace of mind to folks in difficult situations.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate your time. And just as a reminder, our initial consults are always free.
You've been listening to Kevin Hancock, the owner of the law office of Kevin R. Hancock. Dave Ramsey, trusted and endorsed, a proud partner of ours here at KRDO News Radio.